Assignment is my responsibility, and it is something I take pride in. I am also just one test away from completing my GED, which I don't think I could have done without the City Rescue Mission. I'm thankful for City Rescue Mission and the relationship I now have with Jesus.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On I-295 North at Merrill Road, look out for a crash. It's on the left. 295 North at 103rd Street, there's another accident causing backup. And at 295 North at Bay Meadows Road, you'll see an accident. It's on the left side of the highway. Partly cloudy today and no rain. The high will be 63. This evening, partly cloudy, only a 10% chance of rain and a low of 42.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, I mean, 7.5 years is a long time. Thank you. If you just listened to it yesterday for the first time, thank you. And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. But if this is the first time that you've stumbled upon the show, whether you are listening on the radio or you are watching us live on Facebook Live from your phones, your smartphones, from your office, from wherever you're at, then just know that if this is the first time that you've been watching us, just know I'm so excited. We've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you because this is a place where you can go to when you need a friend. The world has so many friends on Facebook and all these different people that you don't even know who they are, but they're friends. But are they there for you? Are they able to help you when you're going through your trials, when you're... So this is what we discuss here. I am committed to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, this morning, when I got up, I always do my everyday spirit. I don't have my book here right now, but I do the everyday spirit, which I've gave away some books at the last show of the year, last year. And this morning, and then after that, I do my gratitude. And the thought and the quote that came today was, "You too can fly, but first you must get rid of your cocoon." I'm kind of rephrasing it. It goes like this. And it's an anonymous quote, which I would have taken credit for it if I would have thought of it. So it says, "You too can fly, but that cocoon must go." How many of us look forward to the new year? You know, everything that has new in front of it is so much fun. It seems even special when the new is just like, you can have shoes, but if they're new shoes, they're much better than just shoes. So new shoes, new clothes, new car, new friends, new lover, new job, new life. Ah, doesn't it sound fabulous? Just putting the word new in front of it. So technically, I rest my case that putting the word new in front of everything makes it exciting. But what happens the rest of the time that you have it? That new kind of feeling, the new car smell goes away. You know what I'm talking about. We just go into it and you go, oh, I need a new car. Oh, the smell or the smell of rain. It reminds you of your childhood. Whatever it is that reminds you that new can be exciting. But can we keep that new feeling all year round? How do we do that? That's what we're going to talk about today on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. As we talk about this, or as I talk about this, I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love for you to comment below and say, this is my journey this year. This is my commitment. Many of us make New Year's resolutions. And as we know, and we've been told, only 8% of those resolutions will come to fruition. So how about if we change it? How about if we stop saying, oh, I can't wait till this year is over. Well, it just started. I can't wait till this year is over. And all of a sudden, the new year, everything's different. But what is going to change? What will be different this year? What have you declared that you want to do differently? Have you written it down? You really want to keep those awareness alive? Do you still want to make a commitment? Now, I learned when I was going through my life coach at TMC, they said, based on your results, that is your commitment. That is your intention. Now, let's think about all, and this is not about shaming. Let's think about that diet you started or that relationship that you were going to be communicating with, and how long did that last? Well, based on your results, that was your intention. So if you kept your commitment to go to, or a resolution to go to the gym for 6 months, your intention was only for 6 months. It's about a lifestyle change. It's about life. And so I want to hear from you, 407-373-5959, or you can comment on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. When we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com, we'll be right here waiting for you. Okay.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 50 million people, that's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Today, you have me. So I know, and it is my sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge. And I'm grateful that I've been able to do this over the last 7.5 years, almost 8. My birthday, May 14th, is the day that I started the show in 2011. And so to me, this show is a gift for me. And I'm hoping that it will also be a gift for you. If you are wanting to achieve something this year, and it's been the same thing on your list every year, whether it's a new job or a new relationship or whatever it is, As a certified life coach, I get calls all the time because something that you really want, it's not happening. It's on your New Year's resolution list every year. But based on your results, it's not a commitment. And so today we're going to be talking about commitments and how to declare them, how to create a radical year of changes. Again, it was so wonderful when I heard or when I read this morning my gratitude in my gratefulness.org, because that's the second thing I do when I get up in the morning. First thing I do is I have my everyday spirit book. And then the second thing I do is I read my gratitude from gratefulness.org. So today's was, you too can fly, but that cocoon must go. So what are you willing to do to achieve what you want? And I was saying off the air, because if you join me at Lillian's Radio Show on your smartphones, when you're driving, when you are at work and people think that you're just listening to music, you could be listening to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show and the wonderful teachers that we have on the show. When I tell you the person who is speaking to you today has no resemblance to the person who started the show, I am not kidding. I am totally a different person. And I wasn't young, but considering, you know, when I talk to Andre, who's like, what? He's the one that he's my producer for the show. He is what? 25. I think he'll probably send me a message if I misquoted, but you know, he's just starting his life. And yes, he is 25. So thank you, Andre. And when I was 25, I had a diploma. I had a diploma that said I knew things. But when I was born, I didn't have a diploma. And I was like always learning, but somehow, somewhere along the way, becoming right about my beliefs was more important than truth. If I thought it, I thought it was real. And it wasn't until I reached my mid-40s that I started my business almost late 40s, because I don't want to say, I don't like late. I like mid or early. So when I was later in life, that I started saying, you know what? It's good to have head knowledge, But that step that you take from your head to this heart of ours that just pumps through our blood and allows things to happen. That was the step that was the biggest step I could take in my life, is going from head to heart. But I'm not just all heart. I'm also all the different parts of me that come together to create who I am today. So what does that look like to you? I want to talk to you about these resolutions that only 8% works. What is it? I want you to share with me today at 407-373-5959 what it is that you want to achieve. Declare it. Declare it right now, 407-373-5959. Declare it privately if you don't want to say it out loud. Perhaps maybe you think that you are not enough. Maybe you tried this before and you failed. Awesome. Because failures teach us how not to do something. So you can try it a different way. Perhaps that wasn't the way that was supposed to work. Maybe somewhere along the way, someone said to you, you could never achieve this. I've heard that too. I've heard everything. And for a long time, those words were so powerful that I gave my power away. I blamed others because I did not have what I wanted. But the reality is, I am responsible for everything I create in my life. I am co-creator with the Creator. So if that's true, and if that Creator God is in everything and everywhere, it is also in me. And if I have a spark, just a tiny grain of sand of the awesomeness of that Creator who created me, that lives within me, I can do all things. What is it that you want to do? But the fear of failure is greater than the thought of being so powerful. What is it that you are afraid of? Let's look at it. What's the worst that could happen? So you failed. You learned how not to do it. Let's do it again. I remember when my granddaughter was about, I don't know, 1.5 years old. I would grab her by her hands and her legs, and I would swing her like she was like a little swing. And I would do swing, and I would place her down, and she'd go, do it again, do it again, do it again. And I'd do it again until I was exhausted. My children would do that too. But the latest memory was of my grandchildren. And do it again. My children would do it again, Mommy. Do it again, Mimi. That is exactly the enthusiasm that we need to bring to everything we want to do. So if you tried it for 9 years or 7 years, like, I want to grow the show beyond my wildest dreams, but I need you for that. I need sponsors for that. I need help. I need somebody. I'm going to declare it right now. I need someone who is awesome at social media that wants to join me and wants to be a part of this and making a difference. I want to grow and expand beyond my wildest dreams so that your awareness happens before the age of 40, before the age of 50, before the age of 60. And if you are 75 or 90, you still have room to grow. It is that myth that says that you're an old dog and you can't learn new tricks. That is not serving you. What is serving you is to change your thoughts, is to change the way you think. It doesn't matter who did what to you. If you still hold on to that anger, that bitterness, the person who hurt you is still having a good time. What about you? When will your good time come? So I want to encourage you to say, okay, I'm going to go to whenyouneedafriend.com and I'm going to go to the 100% responsibility page and I'm going to answer these four little questions, which I learned when I was going through my own personal growth. And that's what took me from victim to empowerment, which is, how did I create it? And of course, when you answer this question, because we don't want to create bad things that happen in our life, but if we're co-creators, we're co-creators of the good, the bad, and the ugly. But when you answer this question, how do I create it? It cannot be about blame, shame, fault, or duty. It has to be about fact. You can't argue fact. You can't say 2 + 2 = 5 and it be correct. We know that 2 + 2 = 4. So you can argue the 2 + 2 = 5, but you can't say, I can't believe it's 4. I can't. Well, how dare you believe? How dare you think 2 + 2 = 4? It's a fact. You just don't argue facts. So how did I create something? Could be that I was at that place. Would I be there again? I don't know. But it could be that I was born to these people. It could be that I accepted the job or I signed that contract. It could be that I married that person. How did I create it? I created it because I made the choice. Whether I was wronged or not, I was part of that creation. Second question is, what are the gifts and lessons? Oh my goodness, focus on gratitude. The gifts, the lessons, I won't do that again. That's a great lesson to learn not to do something. We have wonderful teachers in our life. They teach us how to be or how not to be. Will you learn that lesson? Then the third question is, what's going to be different? Which is the question that I'm asking today. What is going to be different about your New Year's resolutions? No, call them differently. Call them awareness. My New Year commitment. My New Year awareness. What is that? I want to hear from you. 407-373-5959. Or you can at Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. You can go to facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. And you can write it down or send me a comment privately. You can send me a message. I want to know what that declaration is today. So what's going to be different is I'm declaring it and I'm figuring out, I'm working backwards. I'm going to figure out how to do this. And if you need me or you need a friend, then we will be able to do this together. We can just do a show on it. Whatever it is that you want to do, we can talk about it off the air. So here's the thing, the fourth one. And the fourth one is where you really, it's the fourth step of taking 100% responsibility. And again, I learned this when I was going through my transformation, which is, how am I going to use all this experience to help somebody else? Because I've gone through what I've gone through, I can help you become aware and change your own life. You change your life. I do nothing. All I can do is plant a seed and you do the rest. You water it. You cultivate it. You nurture it. Just like a precious little seed that bears fruit. It is you who nurtures it. I do nothing. I am just the person, the vessel by which you heard the information. Now, what will you do? How can you make a difference? I can talk to you about all the different things from a place of knowing because I've gone through it, or I learned about it, or I saw somebody go through it. It is time. It is time that we use what we've learned to help somebody else. And we're going to continue our conversation live on the radio and on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Teachers in the nation's second-largest public school district are set to strike today. 30,000 Los Angeles teachers will man the picket lines. They want smaller class sizes and larger paychecks. It pummeled the Midwest before moving east, pounding the Atlantic coast. A huge winter storm dumped lots of snow and ice, cutting power to almost 250,000 utility customers, as well as snarling road and air traffic. The man accused of kidnapping Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss after killing her parents, due in court later today. 21-year-old Jake Patterson will be charged with two counts of intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 193 points. S&P futures off 21 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Ann, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 North on the ramp to Merrill Road, there's been an accident. 295 South at Blanding Boulevard, look out for another crash there. And at 295 South on the ramp to the Town Center exit, we're seeing a broken down car. Partly cloudy today and no rain. The high will be 63. This evening, partly cloudy, only a 10% chance of rain and a low of 42.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us and 2019 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us a chance to help. Here on Florida's First Coast, there are a lot of people trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we have a different view. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us the chance to help. Because if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods. Their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thanks again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a happy new year.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
When you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. I am your teacher today. I can't believe I said that. I am your host. And everybody that's on the show is a teacher. So when I say teacher, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not the teacher. But yes, we're all teachers. We're all students. We got to get rid of all this preconceived notion of what you need to have and who you need to be in order to be able to make a difference. You can be a 2-year-old child making a difference, or a 99-year-old person making a difference. It's up to you and how you want to live your life. And so I encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, which you can hear us worldwide. You can go to whenyouneedafriend.com, click on the listen live, and you can listen on your smartphones. You can listen on your computers. And there's so many different ways to stay connected. So, but this is where the buck stops. It doesn't stop with me. It stops with you. It stops with me. Or should I say, it doesn't stop with me only. It stops within us. Whoever the you is, us, you, me, we're all connected. What happens to you happens to me. Where we have, like, you know, just how many people want a life coach? They just, oh man, I wish I could afford a life coach. How about free? I mean, a life coach show on, you know, if you have a topic, something that you're dealing with, you can contact the show and I'll do a show on it. Oh, by the way, at 10 o'clock today at Lillian's radio show, I'm going to be doing a pre-recorded show, but we're going to broadcast it live on Facebook. So if you are dealing with polycystic ovarian or ovary syndrome, or we're going to be doing a live show on that. So there's so many different ways to stay connected, but the only way you're going to know what the heck is going on in the show is if you become a subscriber. This is where the buck stops. It stops within us. It stops within me. So if you're ready to do something different, and I ask the question this year, what is going to be different? How are you going to be part of the 8%? Or can we turn this around by everybody becoming aware that if we make a conscious effort to declare what we want, we can achieve it? So go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Become a subscriber. When you become a subscriber, you get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook for free. And you get to know once a week, you will find out who's going to be on the show. Also, you will get the daily podcast sent to you. You can also go to iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, and you can get the show that way too. But when you become a subscriber at whenyouneedafriend.com, and if you haven't, text me and I'll do it for you. whenyouneedafriend.com, 407-373-5959. When you become, you'll also get the gifts from the show, the gift of that audio. Also, while you're there, click on my social media, follow me, like me. That's how you tell me thank you, okay? That's how you say thank you. And if you want to do something for me, that's how you can do. Help me grow the show. So then another icon is my YouTube channel. So you click onto YouTube, and once the show is uploaded onto YouTube, you get the show sent to you. So it requires action. First it's the thought, then it's the feeling, then it's the action. The first thought is, man, I really want to be a part of the show. Then it's the feeling, because, you know, I feel really good when I listen to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. So boom, my action is I'm going to become a subscriber and I'm going to tell everybody about the show so they too can join this movement of 100% responsibility, victim no more, that is disempowering. And so join me with that while you are and whenyouneedafriend.com. Check out my wonderful sponsors, Liberty HealthShare, who has been by my side and sponsored everything. They sponsor me off the air. They sponsor me on the air. And I'm so grateful. Go to libertyhealthshare.org to learn about them. I'm a member. I'm also a member of all the different. If you see it on my show, on my blog, on my page. Just know I too believe in it, because nothing that I do not believe in will be a part of this show. And so I got to be convinced that this is the best, and that this is the best for you, the best for me, the best for you. And so go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please grow me with me there. And last but not least, you can text me at 407 or call me 407-373-5959. There's so many things that we're going to be doing this year. So I want to go through this. We're going to be doing a fast. We're going to be doing a detox. We're going to be doing all these things to help us stop these crazy cravings that we're having. And let me tell you, I talked about this yesterday on the show, and I said, as well as I eat, and I'm not perfect. I eat, I would say 90% of my diet and my nutrition is focused on plant-based nutrition. And it's focused on healthy fats. It's focused on all those. During the holiday break, oh my God, I was like pack woman. And I would eat it, but you know what? I felt it. I felt it right away. And so then I wouldn't have that. But then something else would happen. I drank and I ate and I did all the wonderful things, but my body paid for it. My body is paying for it. And I literally gained 5 pounds during the break, but it's all gone, because your body will return to health once you give it what it needs. Are you ready? Are you ready to take ownership of your life and create and be a co-creator and create the life of your dreams? If you're ready, I want to hear from you. You can listen also at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook, facebook.com/Lillian's Radio Show. You can find us live on the air and off the air conversations, so you can do that as well. So let's go back to my original conversation, which is, how do we make a choice every day of our life? How do we make it? So I wrote an article in 2017, which you can go to whenyouneedafriend.com and check out my articles that I've written. And I wrote it for about 2 years ago, and it was called A Radical New Year. I think that's the name of the title. I can probably go back through the break and give you the exact title, where I use the word radical. What is different from the countdown? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy new what? It, just a second just went by. What was different? What was different from that countdown? And why can't we create this countdown every time something happens in our life that we are not happy with, or think it's the worst thing that could ever happen? But later on, you discover it's your crowning moment. It's the moment where you learned and grew. I sound like a 2-year-old. Okay. So learn and grew the most in your life. The hardest time. Have you filed bankruptcy? Have you, been hurt by a loved one? Have you been stolen from? Someone stole from you? Has somebody abused you emotionally, physically, and spiritually? Has anybody really hurt you in a way where you say, I am done. I want to die. It's not worth living. First of all, it is time to reframe. And I had shared those questions of responsibility. So, and you can find them on the 100% responsibility page. Answer those questions as a grateful person, as someone who is seeking this new truth about me. What did I discover about me during these hard times? And so it becomes radical to think that something horrible can become a blessing in your life. It's radical. So R is for reflection. A is for awareness. D is declaration. I is intention. C is crazy uncomfortable. A is action and L is love. Radical. That is what this year I'm declaring, I'm embracing. This year is about radical living, where you can declare a countdown at any time. You find yourself getting upset with traffic. Count it down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh my God, everything is so much wonderful now because it's a new moment. Can you do that? Can you choose to make every moment new? What can you do to declare it a blessing? Because here's the thing, we think a blessing as good fortune, but blessings come in many packages. Ugly wrapping paper, yucky, yucky, sticky stuff. But if you can learn and grow from it, oh, amazing. It's amazing. If you have dealt with something in your life and you're ready to shed it and let it go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's a happy new moment. And we're going to continue our conversation on the Lilian McDermott Radio Show when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com and at when you need a, at Lilian's Radio Show on Facebook. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 50 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lilian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lilian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lilian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lilian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lilian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lilian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lilian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lilian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lilian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today, I get to share with you, and I am so excited that this is a new year. This is a new truth and a new you. And tomorrow, we're going to continue this conversation with Andrea Beeman. But today, we are taking inventory. What do you want? Do you want better communication? Then this is one of those things where my husband and I have worked very hard. We've been married. My husband and I have been married. This will be our 25th year anniversary. We've been together for 26 years. It'll be 26, but 25 years married, and in July. So we're 24 and a half years. And when we made a commitment to marriage, we didn't just want to get married. We wanted to be happily married. What does that look like? What does happily married look like? Well, I learned when I was going through personal growth that it requires win-win. I win, you win. And so when one person wins every time, or it has to be their way every single time, then somebody will lose. And win-lose is the way that we live our life. That's the cutthroat mentality. You know, the Super Bowl winners, the Super Bowl losers, the winner in court, the loser in court. There's people all over the world that are sticking it to the man because they want to be on top. That mentality does not support us if you want to live a happy life. So when my husband and I decided to get married, we decided that when things became rough, we were going to go to marriage encounter. There are two things that that you can marriage encounter, and there's retrovi. Retrovi is for marriages in crisis, and marriage encounter is for typical marriages that want to learn new tools for better communication and live a happier marriage. So those, when we were married about 15 years, Robert and I decided it's time. It's time for us to kind of bring a fresh air into our marriage. And that was probably we learned great tools in communication. And we also have learned through our time that if we can't agree with something, we go our separate ways and we take a time out and write down five things we could agree on. So if you can't agree on this one thing, what can you focus on? What you want? What can you agree? So the reason I'm talking about better communication is that I was texted that that was something that people wanted to learn in their relationship. So thank you so much for that text. So if you want better communication with your spouse, with the people that you work with, always come up with a win-win scenario. If somebody does not want to, and by the way, the person who sent me that text, I'm going to send you a book called I Hear You. I Hear You. I will send you that book. If you can text me your address, I will send you that book. So thank you for texting me that. And I will honor that request by sending you the book, I Hear You. And it's called Acknowledging People. It's about acknowledging how they feel. And so with that in mind, we go off and we write down five things we can agree to. When we come together, we look at the things that we have in common, and that's what we agree on. We haven't done that in a while because we know win-win is a part of our marriage. We also, one of the workshops that we did, my husband and I, we created a mission statement for our marriage, and it proudly hangs right underneath our wedding picture. So my husband and I have a mission statement, and I have my mission statement here, and I'll read it during the break. For those of you who would like to hear my mission statement with my husband, if you want to, I'll share it with you. So there is a way that we can create better communication. We also spend time. We used to do this more regularly. I guess our intention wasn't a long-term commitment, but we have written love letters to one another about how we feel about a particular thing, not about the thing we're arguing about, but how it makes us feel. And that's where acknowledgement comes in. People want to feel acknowledged. So, you know, we don't have a 100% perfect marriage, but 90 90%, 95% of marriage is so wonderful. But here's something that happens with many people when they argue. And it happened to us and we fell into this trap. And I'll probably bring Robert back on Valentine's Day so we can talk about our relationship and how we have worked on our relationship to communicate better, to love each other more, to be unconditional with each other. Yes, we get upset with each other. Yes, we say unkind things with one another, but yes, we make up for it. We're not perfect. And so I want to give away that illusion that we dance all day long and laugh and drink champagne all day long. That's not real. That's what you see in movies. And we've got to go from that illusion of marriage, the illusion of what you should know about me, to the reality of what we have today and how we can make it better. So I hope that answered your question. And I hope that makes you, that dips your toe so that maybe we can do another show on better communication skills with the people that you want to work with, live with, or whatever that is. So thank you so much for that text. And so for those of you who would like to text me or call me, it's 407-373-5959. You can also post this on the Facebook page, facebook.com/ Lillian's Radio Show. You can see us live right now. Okay. So I talked about this radical. And why is it? What is it about our life that we think it has to be new? It's exciting. A new best friend. All of a sudden, what happened to your old best friend? Did they lose their shine, their shimmer? How can we make things new? How can we make things refreshed? And it is a choice. Ultimately, it is a choice. You can choose to create what you want. But focus on what you want. If you have poor communication, focus on being communicative and having the best communication. Focus on what it was that you fell in love with that person. Because, you know, people don't really change. Just our impression of them is what changes. I remember telling J.P. Sears, when he was on my show for over a year, monthly, and he and I became friends. And I said to JP, when I first encountered him, I said, JP, I love you. And he said, thank you, but what you love is an illusion of me. What is the illusion you have created for your life? What is it that you thought things should be like? And you're fighting for it to be a certain way. Why can't it be different? Why can't it be new? Why can't we work with that and grow from that place? Because many people stop their marriage, stop relationships way too soon because they think it can't be better. But there is better. But both parties need to agree to a win-win. Win-lose just doesn't work. You know, treat others the way you want to be treated used to work when you were the center of the universe. Not everybody wants to be treated like you want to be treated. Ask. Ask, how can I best support you? How can I best love you? What do you need? And go from there. Let that be the mark that gets you to that next level. How do you want the rest of the year to be? Write it down, declare it, be radical about it. And of course, the acronym RADICAL is on that article that I wrote, and it's reflection, awareness, and you can learn more about it when you go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Declaration, intention, crazy uncomfortable, action, love, self-love. Unconditional love. So I want to thank you for being a part of the show today. And I want to encourage you to make every moment a new moment, to make that, oh, I hate how this happened, to turn it around and go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the 1-1-1-1-1-5-4-3-2-1, the best day ever or year. Add whatever you want to add there. And we'll see you soon.